CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 21st of December 2025. Here are the main news headlines, a British Science Week opportunity not to be missed. Could you be the new RSGB Honorary Skills and Career Development Officer? Challenge yourself with the RSGB Construction Competition. The RSGB is giving away 400 FM radio receiver kits and Morse code tutor kits as part of its British Science Week 2026 activities. The kits are available for schools, universities, scouts, girl guiding and cadet groups, as well as other youth-orientated science, technology, engineering and mathematics groups. The project is being delivered thanks to a partnership between the RSGB Outreach Team, the Radio Communications Foundation and the RSGB Legacy Fund. To be involved, all you need to do is to complete a simple form that you can find at rsgb.org/BSW. If you need support, the RSGB can put you in touch with local radio amateurs who can help. In exchange for the free kit, you'll need to send a brief report and photos that the Society can share afterwards to celebrate the activity and inspire other groups to try amateur radio. Don't miss out on this opportunity to share amateur radio with the next generation. The RSGB is looking for a volunteer Honorary Skills and Career Development Officer. One of the main responsibilities will be to build a team to engage with the early career engineers, as well as those making a career transition, in order to encourage them to use amateur radio to develop their skills and knowledge. As part of this engagement, the Society would like the new team to design and deliver learning material and courses at a level both just beyond and significantly beyond the full licence. Go to rsgb.org/volunteers for the full role description. Keep yourself busy over the Christmas holidays by getting involved with the RSGB Construction Competition. There are 7 categories to enter, including beginners and software, which is for designs that recognise the importance of software technology to all aspects of amateur radio. £150 cash prize will be awarded to the winner in each category, with a £50 cash prize for the runner-up. Find out more about the other categories and details and how to enter at rsgb.org/construction-competition. The RSGB is releasing more presentations from its recent convention. The lectures range in topics from polar modulation to engaging young people with amateur radio. 4 further presentations will be released over the festive season. To make sure you're the first to receive notifications when they're available, click the subscribe button on the Society's YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. Young operators continue to host the special call sign GB25 IOTA for Youngsters on the Air month. Cambridge University Wireless Society is active today, Sunday the 21st of December, and tomorrow, Monday the 22nd, JAC M70FM will be operating under the supervision of Pete M0OFM. JAC will also be on the air on Christmas Day between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., so ensure you listen out to make a seasonal QSO with him. View the operating times, bands and modes at rsgb.org/IOTA-month. The RSGB would like to thank Dr. Harry Squance, GI4JTF, who has retired after volunteering for 25 years as a QSL Bureau sub-manager. Most recently, Harry was the GI/M1/2I QSL sub-manager, and those call signs will now be covered by Lindsay Pennell, GI3KME. All stamped, addressed envelopes, any outstanding QSL cards will be transferred to Lindsay, but RSGB members in Northern Ireland who collect cards should in future send stamped envelope, addressed envelopes directly to Lindsay. The list of QSL sub-managers is at rsgb.org/QSL, and it's been updated to reflect the changes. on the 1st of December 1924, the 200 kilowatt Anderson alternator with the call sign SAQ was put into commercial operation with telegram traffic from Sweden to the United States. 101 years later, it's the only remaining electromechanical transmitter from this era and is still running in running condition. At 0800 UTC on Christmas Eve, the transmitter is scheduled to broadcast its traditional Christmas message using CW on 17.2 kHz. Find out more by visiting tinyurl.com/SAQ25. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for the RSGB news on Sunday is the 28th of December. I'll read that again. The deadline for submissions for the GB2RS news on Sunday, the 28th of December, is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, the 23rd of December. Please note there's no GB2RS broadcast on Sunday, the 4th of January, but many newsreaders will be holding informal nets in the usual broadcasting slots. Obviously not this one because we're on the internet. Now for details of rallies and events. Sparkford Radio Rally is due to take place on Sunday the 28th of December at Davies Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, BA227QX. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. and admission will be £2. Refreshments and free parking will be available on site. More details, contact Luke on 07870 168197 or email luke@mymixradio.co.uk. On the 25th of January 2026, Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Rally Radio Rally will be held at Festival Hall, Caister Road Market, Raisin, LN83HT. This is an indoor event with ample free parking. The doors will be open from 8 a.m. Admission is £3, tables £10. To book tables or more information, contact Steve M5ZZZ on 0777 769 0669 or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Now for special event news, Rugby Amateur Retransmitting Society will be using the special call sign GB100GBR from the 1st to the 4th of January, celebrating the centenary of the first CW transmissions from the GBR transmitter at Rugby Radio Station. Operators will begin transmitting from the historic site at 1200 UTC on the 1st of January, the same time as the original station 100 years earlier in 1926. Listen for activity on the HF bands using CW, FT8 and SSB. More information about the station is available from QRZ.com. Simeon M0VOB in Bradford, West Yorkshire is running special event station GB54NTA until Monday the 5th of January. Station is active on the HF 2 metre and 70 sems band. Recently the station worked on the 40 metre band using FT8. All QSOs will be logged and confirmed via QRZ.com. DX News, Roland F80N is active as TR8CR from Gabon until the 25th of December. He operates CW only, QSL via F6AJA. More information, see QRZ.com. George VU2DGR is using the AT44I call sign from Bharati Research Station until the 31st of December. He's a member of the 44th Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. The station is often worked using FT8 on the 20-metre band QSL via George's home call. Contest news, Friday the 26th of December, DARC Christmas contest runs 0830 to 1100 UTC. Using CW and SSB on the 80 and 40-metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Worked All Britain Christmas Party starts on Friday the 26th of December and ends on Tuesday the 6th of January 2026. All modes on all bands exchanges your Worked All Britain book number. Saturday the 27th of December, the RSGB 50 Megs Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The Stu Perry Top Band Challenge starts at 1500 UTC, Saturday the 27th of December, ends 1500 UTC, on Sunday the 28th of December, CW. On the 160-meter band, the exchange is your four-character locator. Sunday the 28th of December, the RSGB 70 Megs Christmas Contest runs from 1500 to 1700 UTC, all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange and signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Last week, they write, we suffered from the double whamming of a reduced solar flux index and an increased KP index. The solar flux index went down to 119 by Thursday the 18th, with the sunspots looking pretty spartan when compared with just a week before. Unfortunately, a high coronal hole contributed to the fast solar wind, with the south pointing into planetary magnetic field, or BZ. The net result was a KP index of 5 and a minor G1 geomagnetic storm. Nevertheless, the maximum usable frequencies, or MUFs, over a 3,000 km path mostly remained above 28 megs, at least during daylight hours, and there was DX to be worked. As it's Christmas, let's focus on a special call for special season. YR0Xmas in Romania has been worked on the 20-meter band using CW and will be active until the end of the month. A little further afield is the 12 Days of Christmas event in the US. It runs until Christmas Day with 12 three-letter call signs in the W2 and K2 series. You only have to work one to get a certificate, so it should be possible for most amateurs. If you're lucky enough to work all 12 plus a bonus station in Puerto Rico, you can get a special Clean Sweep Plus endorsement. W2S has already been spotted in the UK, and more details are available by googling 12 Days of Christmas Ham Radio. Next week we have another large coronal hole to contend with, which NOAA predicts may push the KP index to 5 between the 22nd and 26th of December. Good news is that the solar flux index may increase over the same period, perhaps up to 180 by the 28th of December. Make the most of the low bands as we hit the winter solstice with its long periods of darkness, and certainly check 14 to 28 megs during daylight hours. VHF and up. The tail end of the previous week entered on a dramatically mild, wet and windy note with heavy rain and gales in places. It might be good for the earth, but little else springs to mind other than some chance rain scatter for the gigahertz folk. The main feature of this Christmas propagation report is that we have a major change becoming established after this weekend. This change takes the form of swapping out the mild Atlantic pattern for a blocked, cold, easterly flow with high pressure parked to the north of the British Isles near the Faroe Islands. If this takes place, as suggested by some models, there'll be a much colder easterly wind, which will remain with us for much of Christmas week. The strength of the high means that the flow is only likely to produce shallow cloud, barely enough for an isolated wintry flurry on the east coast of England. Lighter winds over northern Britain close to the high will probably allow for some troppo, but it's not convincing in view of the shallow, dry layer below the inversion. It will mean some sharp frosts are possible where sky is clear. Long dark winter nights are potentially good for seeing meteors, and it's worth mentioning two showers this time. First is the Ursids, which peak at around 22nd and 23rd of December. The second shower to be aware of is the Quarantids, which peak on the 3rd and 4th of January. This is much larger shower than the Ursids, so maybe the one to focus on for radio activity. Aurora remains on the list, especially in view of the large coronal hole recently. As ever, keep an eye on the KP index for high values, but it is even better to note conditions on the low frequency bands for signs of watery sounding signals. The sporadic E folklore often speaks of isolated midwinter events, and in view of the two meteor showers adding fuel and there being some useful jet streams, It's certainly worth mentioning. Using the jet stream over the Pyrenees for paths to Spain early this week is a good place to start. For EME operators, moon declination is rising again and path losses are decreasing. We are past apogee for the month, the point where the moon is furthest from the Earth. 144 meg sky noise is also reducing again after reaching a peak yesterday, the 20th of December. And that's it from the propagation team this week. All from me likewise. A very happy Christmas to all our listeners.